弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好，我想我们今天是母亲节，我们真的是要特别，不光在今天谢谢他们。
Again, this is Mother's Day, and we want to thank them, and not only today.
好，我想真的是没有母亲就没有我们今天啊。
I would say that without our moms, we would not have our today.
好，虽然我们可能从小到大，我们常常都不喜欢别人管我们。
Growing up, we don't like being controlled and people disciplining us.
等到直到有一天我们自己当了母亲
了。So one day we are moms ourselves.
我们才晓得每一个的管，每一个的担心、关心都是爱。
And we begin to realize that every worry, every discipline, they all come out of love.
虽然今天是母亲节，我的信息不是直接针对母亲节的信息啊。
So today is Mother's Day, but my message is not enjoying upon mothers or concerning mothers.
好，我们留在下一堂有很重要很重要的交通，跟我们在做所有做父母的或将要做父母的，我们有一个属灵的交通。
We want to reserve that sharing for the next session. There's a very important communication that we'd like to take place between all the parents here at church.
所以我们今天特别请所有的主学老师，所有在外面服侍的都全部到这里来。
So we ask everybody who are serving in Sunday school and all the parents who may be serving in the morning to all come here this morning.
那我们也特别邀请平常不参加我们成人主日学的弟兄姊妹或朋友，今天第二堂能够留下来。
We ask all the brothers and sisters, if you don't normally attend Sunday school, please stay put.
And stay behind and attend this class. And
we want to be as one big family, and we come and learn from the Lord how do we nurture and how do we discipline and bring up the next generation.
我特别感谢主，今天很多小朋友都来这里聚会。
And I'm very thankful of God that so many of you little ones are here today.
Pastor Nancy 告诉我说复活节你们也来过，而且非常的乖。
Pastor Nancy says you guys have been here during Easter Sunday and you guys were wonderful.
所以我非常的放心，而且很高兴你们来，欢迎你们来。
I feel very much at ease right now, and I'm very glad that you are here.
今天早上对我的讲道是一个很大的挑战，因为在这里大概从五六岁到九十岁的人都有。
It's a big challenge this morning because the span of the age group starts from 5 to 6 all the way up to 90 years of age.
然后你们突然看到今天的题目“一次血肉的妇人”，你会想这个题目怎么听呢？
And then you look at the topic "Healing a woman who had a flow of blood." You say, "Well, how do we?" Talk about this with this kind of crowd.
但是我正好想跟弟兄姊妹讲，今天这个题目实在是老少咸宜。
And I want to say that this particular topic is for all of us.
这个真的是不管男女老幼，这个信息都跟我们发生非常直接的关系。
Whether you're men or women or young or old, this message has something to do with all of us.
刚才赵家说二十岁以下的人唱歌，我发现你们唱歌的声音不大啊。
Francis said all those who are under 20 years of age discovered you weren't singing very loud.
然后我突然听见我旁边一个老弟兄在唱了，一回头发现是威廉。
I heard an elderly gentleman singing next to me, and then I turned and I discovered it was William singing.
他永远年轻啊！德雄是永远36岁，他是永远 teenager.
He's William is forever young, and Anthony is always 36, and I'm always a teenager.
年轻人要有年轻人的样子。
We need to have the form and the likelihood of being teenager.
我们需要有活力啊。
We need to have vibrance, strength of life.
我为什么讲今天的信息很重要呢？
Why do I say that this message is very important?
就是如果你今天看到一个人，
And today if you meet someone,
他已经完全没有胃口，不想吃东西。
This person has absolutely zero appetite to consume anything.
你如果看到一个人，
And you see this person,
他常常觉得非常的软弱，非常的疲倦。
They're always feeling very, very weak or very, very tired.
不是偶然的。
It's not just on occasion.
不是只有做功课或听讲道的时候。
Not only when they're doing homework or they're sitting here listening to the messages.
他天天都觉得软弱，觉得没有力量。
But every single day, this person feels weak and without strength.
然后他已经很长的一段时间不想跟任何人讲话，不想做任何事情。
For a long, long time, he doesn't want to talk to anyone. He doesn't want to do anything.
请问我们在座的父母亲，如果你的孩子或你的丈夫，或是你自己是这样子的话。
I ask all the moms if your kids or your husband or you yourself are like this.
你会不会 pay attention? 你会不会觉得很重要？
Would you all of a sudden pay attention and realize something important is happening?
会不会？
Wouldn't you?
不可能不会的。我们不可能不去管，不可能不不什么 let go 不管他的。哎呀，不要说这么久了，一开始我们就不安心了。
Not to say that it's for a prolonged period of time, but as soon as you discover it, you are uneasy.
一个孩子连续三顿饭不吃，我相信所有的父母亲都开始紧张了。
Any child who does not eat, missing all three meals in a day, any parent will begin to worry.
任何一个人连续一个礼拜觉得软弱无力，不想讲话，不想做任何事情，我们都会紧张。
Any person feels weak for a duration of a week and they don't want to do anything, we will all begin to worry for that individual.
这是讲到我们外面的身体、外面的生命、外面的健康。
Speaks of our physical body or physical health outwardly.
可是当我们里面属灵的生命我们得救的时候我们有一个 inner man 有一个新造的生命在我们里面如果这个生命对读经对祷告一定都没有兴趣没有胃口我们属灵的生命软弱的很长一段时间都觉得自己属灵软弱我们已经很长一段时间不想祷告不敢跟弟兄姊妹交通不想接任何的服事可是很多的时候我们就好像没有事情发生一样父母亲这么在乎孩子外面的健康但是却忽略了我们属灵的健康就连我们对自己外面的健康这么在乎但是我们里面的健康我们常常忽略所以今天早上我要讲到一个人这个人从外面看我们不知道他有没有犯什么大罪我们不知道
这个人从外面Outwardly, you do not know whether she's committed any kind of sin.
但是她是一个非常软弱、长期软弱的一个人。
But she is an individual that has been weak for a prolonged period of time.
她是一个有病的人。
And she is someone that is ill.
然后我们看见她怎样被耶稣医治了。
And we want to come and look how is she healed by the Lord Jesus.
我们看见她怎样因为耶稣的介入而完全换了一个情形。
And through the Lord coming into her life, all of a sudden, how is her life transformed?
那我希望我们不光只是从外面看这个故事。
And I ask everybody not just look at the story from the outward.
而且我们从这个故事，我们看见主给我们开的一条路。
But through the story, we ourselves can discover that the Lord has opened a way for us.
我们羡慕。羡慕属灵生命的健康。
Do you desire and admire to be healthy spiritually?
我们羡不羡慕在主的面前能够有力量
？Do you admire to have strength before God?
我们羡不羡慕一个基督徒该有的活力、该有的动力在我们身上是真实的
？Do you desire that the life and the power and the energy within the life of a Christian is something that's a reality in us?
这个小小的故事可以给我们很多的启发。
This small story can give us a lot of understanding and light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都承认我。我们是罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we all acknowledge we are sinners.
不然我们今天不会信耶稣，对不对？
Or we would not come and believe in Jesus.
所有信耶稣的人身上至少有一个共同的特点，知道我们是罪人。
Everyone who believes in Jesus all have this common ground that we all acknowledge we are sinners.
我们谢谢耶稣流血为我们舍命，救赎了我们。
We thank the Lord for the shedding of His blood, for the salvation and how He saved us.
但是弟兄姊妹，有另外一件事情我们常常忽略的。
Brothers and sisters, but there's one other thing that we often neglect.
我们会承认自己是罪人，但是我们忽略自己也是个病人。
We acknowledge Also, we are sinners, but we neglect the fact that we are also sick.
所有铸造的生命其实都病了。
All of the old creation, the old created life, are all sick.
当别人说你是个病人的时候，我们会生气哈。如果不是肉身的病呢
？If somebody says you're sick and you're not physically sick, maybe you would wonder and you'd be a little upset.
就不要别人说我们。
And we don't need someone to tell us.
我告诉你，我是个病人。
And I will tell you personally that I am ill. I am sick.
我天然生命里面很多毛病。
And in my natural life, there are a lot of problems.
旧造的生命不光满了罪恶，旧造的生命根本就是一个病人。
And this old creation not only is full of sin, but it is a sick a person indeed.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，他在马太福音第九章告诉我们，他说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
And so the Lord came and spoke in Matthew chapter 9 that those who are healthy are not in need of a physician, only those who are sick.
他说：“我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
So I came not to call the righteous, but those who are sinners.
弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里看见，我们不光是罪人，其实我们常常是有病的。
Brothers, we need to discover for ourselves that not only are we sinners, but we are often sick.
哎呀，我们不能饶恕人，我们容易被搅扰，我们会生气，我们很容易生气，我们一大堆的毛病在我们的身上。
We cannot forgive others. We are disturbed easily. We are angry at other people. We're always frustrated with other individuals.
我们不喜欢
是 problem.
我们不喜欢人家管我们，我们不喜欢人家说我们，我们不喜欢人家要求我们。弟兄姊妹，我们这边病人呢。
We don't want others to discipline us, but have requirements of us, and we are just completely sick.
我们喜欢责备人家，我们不喜欢人家责备我们。
We like to rebuke others, but we don't like to receive rebukes.
我们喜欢要求别人，我们不喜欢别人要求我们。
We like to put requirements on others, but we don't want others to put requirements on us.
我们自己做错事情，我们自己原谅自己，但是我们却不原谅别人。
We do something wrong, we forgive ourselves, but we will not forgive others who've done something wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这都讲到我们的情形。
Brothers and sisters, this speaks of our condition so clearly.
今天我们来看这个故事。
But today we want to come and look at the story.
我再说。
I say again.
主耶稣说的。
Jesus said,
康健的人用不着医生。
Those who are healthy are not in need of a physician.
有病的人才用得着。
Only those who are sick.
今天如果我们不肯承认自己是个病人，需要耶稣的话。
If you will not acknowledge that you are sick today and you need Jesus.
原谅我说这篇信息对我们没有帮助。
I forgive you for saying this, but this message would be absolutely helpless to you.
那这篇信息对你没有帮助还是小事。
And it's a small thing that is of nothing to you, this message.
更可怕的是耶稣自己说他对你也没有帮助了。
And the scary thing is, Jesus' conclusion would be, I cannot help you either.
连耶稣都不能帮助我们了。
And even Jesus cannot help you.
因为我们不肯承认自己有问题。
Because you would not acknowledge you are sick.
耶稣说我来，我是要叫病的人得医治。
Jesus said that I came, that those who are sick may be healed.
我来是招罪人，不是招义人。
I came to summon those who are sinners and not those who are righteous.
如果我们觉得自己很好的话，
If you think that I am very good,
我们不需要耶稣。
I don't need Jesus.
这个信息我为什么说对大人、对孩子、对男生、对女生都需要？
That's why I say this message.It's equally important for men, women, young and old.
我们外面怎样希望有一个健康的身体？
Because as we desire to have our healthy body,
我们也应该同样希望我属灵的生命也是健康的。
We should have the same desire that my spiritual health would be equally well.
我能够让人生过得最好啊。
That my life would be at the very best.
谁希望天天带着病痛躺在病床，什么东西都没兴趣的过一生呢？
Does anyone want to be bedridden and be sick every single day of your life for the rest of your life?
那同样的，一个认真的基督徒绝对不甘心自己信主以后还过得软弱的。
Similarly, there shouldn't be a Christian who is saved and should be satisfied with the fact that every single day I am weak.
任何一个重生得救受浸的人都不应该过这样子的生活。
No one who is born again, who is baptized and saved, can live such a life every day.
我们一起来读这个故事，这个故事非常好，小朋友都可以读的。
So let's read the story together, everybody, young and old kids, let's all read it together.
马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
二十五节
，verse 25，
一直读到34节
，all the way to verse 36。
啊，不是很长，我们一起来读。
It's not very long. Let's read it together.
中文、英文、广东话，什么话都可以。
Chinese, English, Cantonese, whatever dialect you speak.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好。病势反倒更重了。他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说：“我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。”于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去。众人中间转过身来说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”门徒对他说：“你看众人拥挤你，你还说谁摸我吗？”耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来伏伏在耶稣跟前， 将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，你平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。好，在这里我们看见一个故事哈。
And here we read a story.
这个非常清楚，读完就懂了。
It's a very clear story, very easy to understand.
讲到有一个女人，一个女人患了一个病，叫漏症。
And this woman has a disease. She has a flow of blood.
圣经上没有很清楚的记载它的内容，但是知道一件事情，就是她持续的血一直在她身上漏掉。
The scripture doesn't define the details of this illness, other than the fact that her blood is draining from her continually.
这个病呢，不像一般我们外面看得见很明显的一个病。
And this illness is not something that we can see very clearly outwardly physically.
不像我从前脸上肿了一个大瘤，人家一看就知道我身上有一个肿瘤。
Not like a tumor that I had on my face a while back, and everybody sees me knows that there's a tumor on my face.
也不像有人小儿麻痹，别人外面一眼就看见。
Or someone who's paralyzed, and you know people can see them and know that they're physically ill.
就是很多病人，你从外面一眼就可以看得出来他病了。
There are a lot of patients, a lot of those who are sick. Outwardly, you look at them, you know they're sick.
但是血漏呢，从外面你可能不见得看得出来。
So this flowing of blood, you may not be able to see it outwardly.
这是血漏的妇人身上的第一个非常重要的一个特点。
It's the one characteristic that is very clear of this illness.
就是她明明有病。
She is obviously sick.
但是外面可以让人看起来以为没有病。
But outwardly.When people look at her, they cannot perceive that she's actually sick.
她不是一个那么明显的，所以别人不知道我们有病。
So it's not clear, so no one else really knows that we are sick.
但是实际上她有病。
But in reality, she is sick.
这就是整个问题的症结跟严重性的地方。
So this is the seriousness and the critical point of the entire story.
然后我们看见这个病带给这个女人的痛苦。
And then we see the suffering that this woman went through because of this illness.
第一个痛苦，圣经上告诉我们是一个非常长期的痛苦。
Number one, it says that this is a prolonged illness.
千万不要以为十二年是小事。
Do not think that 12 years is a small thing.
你看我们在座很多小朋友还不到十二岁呢。
There are many of you who are sitting here today, you're not even 12 years old yet.
我记得于师母那时候那个僵直性脊柱炎那个背痛十二年，那真的是很可怜。
Remember, Sister Nancy, she had a back pain for 12 years.
每天早晨我要拉着她，她才能起床，她自己起不了床。
Every morning, I had a helper out of bed. She could not get out on her own.
她不能弯腰，她上车都要很久很久才能坐进车子里面开车。
She cannot bend over to pick anything up, and when she gets in the car, she has to move very slowly.
弟兄姊妹，十二年不是小事情。
When this is 12 years, it's not a short time.
就像我小的时候，我从来不晓得我的病会在我身上一留留五十年。
Just like when I was young, I never.Could imagine that this illness that I have would stay with me for 50 years.
虽然外面的毛病好像没有了，但是它一直在这里影响。
But seemingly on outwardly the symptoms are not there anymore, but they are still impacting every day.
首先，我们看见这是一个长期的病。
So we see from the story that this illness is very very long.
它不像牙痛，不像感冒，几天就好了。
It's not just like having a cold or having a toothache. A couple of days will go away.
我记得我在十几岁的时候去医院开刀住院的时候。
I remember when I was in my teens and I went to the hospital and had surgery.
各式各样的病人都看到。
I saw all sorts of patients, ill people.
你知道我最同情的一个病人。
And the one particular patient that I have most compassion for.
我不晓得是不是他后面的脊椎已经断掉了。
And I don't know if it's because he's a severed or broken his spine.
所以他自己不能翻身。
So he could not turn. He could not move on his own.
所以医院用两个夹子把他夹住，哈，他就像烤肉一样把他放在中间。
So he's actually held between two plates, two grills.
大概每过几个小时就把它翻过来一下。
And every couple of hours, the grill would turn him and flip him around.
然后他没有任何的家人。我住院十几天，我没有看到任何人来看我。
I was there for ten some odd days. I did not see a single visitor from anyone in his family.
肉身的痛苦，心灵的孤单，长期的一个病，医生是说他不可能好的。
The physical pain and the loneliness that he's going through, and the doctors telling him.You will never be healed.
第二是没，这是一个长期的痛苦。
This is a prolonged pain.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
它是一个非常困难解决的痛苦。
And it's a sickness that's very difficult.
圣经上告诉我们，他在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了他所有的。
Scripture tells us that she suffered much harm in the hands of many physicians, and she has spent everything she had.
我刚刚说过，这个病从外面看不见的看得出来。
And I said again that this illness, You may not be able to identify outwardly looking at it.
但是并不代表它不带给他痛苦。
But it doesn't mean that it doesn't bring her pain.
就像你牙痛，外面人不见得看出来，除非肿了。
But just like if you had a toothache, nobody could tell on the outwardly unless it's swollen.
所以外面虽然看不出来，但是却带给他很大的痛苦。
Yes, you cannot identify her illness from the outside.
她在好些医生，她看了各式各样的医生。
And she went through all sorts of doctors.
没有一个医生可以医好她。
Not a single doctor could heal her.
你知道吗？我真的非常同情她。
And I really have compassion for her.
我从小到大，我看过的医生不知道有多少。
Ever since my youth, I've seen numerous physicians.
你看，我们吃中药的时候，一包药这个三杯水熬成一杯水，对不对？熬成一杯。
Eat Chinese medicine, you know, a lot of time we have to brew something.Something very, very condensed.
你如果拿那个三十加仑的大桶子放这里的话，我从小到大喝的中药大概可以放满整个讲台。
And of all the Chinese medicine that I've drank, it would fill pots and pots, and probably fill the entire stage.
这种医生，那种医生，祖传秘方，宫廷秘医，哇，这种是。
Try this doctor, that doctor, this secret formula, that secret formula.
每一次一个医生出现的时候，在我里面带来盼望。
And every time I see a new physician, I do have a sense of hope.
然后花了很多的功夫以后，我又失去盼望。
And after many many treatments, the hope is gone.
就这个女人在好些医生里面受尽了好多的苦。
And this woman, in the hands of many doctors, suffered much.
然后又花尽了她所有的。
And she has expended everything she had.
你真的很可怜哈。
It's very very tragic.
花这么多的功夫，受这么多的苦，花这么多的钱，没有用。
All this effort, all this pain, all this money.Nothing worked.
我八零年的时候听说在纽约，有一个中国人，这个他开车的时候不小心撞到一个骑脚踏车的。
And in 2008, a story came out that
not 2008, 这个八零年初哈，
early 80s, there was a gentleman, a Chinese gentleman in New York, and he was he hit somebody who was on riding a bike.
这个那个人就受了很严重的伤。有点残废。
And that cyclist has somewhat paralyzed.
那这个中国人没有买保险。
And this driver, this Chinese person, did not purchase any auto insurance.
所以他赔不起。
So he cannot pay.
然后法院已经定了一件事情，就是他所有的 paycheck 必须先寄到法院去，扣掉多少钱还这个人，剩下一点点基本的钱给他。
So the court has made a ruling that you know every one of his paychecks would go directly to the court first. They will allocate what he needs to pay for this person that he's hit, and what is left over, the very little that's left over.
换句话说，他所有余生他赚的钱，基本上他已经没有盼望。
And for the rest of his life, whatever he's earned.Without hope.
全部为了去赔钱。
Everything is for the sake of pain.
我请我们在座的年轻人开车一定要小心哈，不要觉得很酷而乱开车。
I want to remind all the young people here: drive carefully. Don't think it's really cool. Just do whatever you want behind the wheel.
现在这个时代非常可怕，什么东西都是法律解决。
And it's quite scary these days. Everything is taken care of through lawyers.
就怎么这是一个已经没有盼望的人生。
So again, this is a life without hope.
如果他人生的意义跟价值不能够建立在主的身上的话，纯粹从金钱上来说，他这一生是没盼望的。
If his purpose, his value is not established upon the Lord God, from the conclusion of the story, she has her life pretty much over.
这个女人把她一切养生的都奉献了。
Everything that she has, she has saved up. She's put into getting healed.
还是不能解决她的。
It could not solve the problem.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
圣经上告诉我们是一个越来越严重的痛苦。
The scripture tells her that this, the pain, the suffering she's going through is progressively getting worse.
一点也不见好，病势反而更严重。
It says that she's not getting any better, but it's getting more and more severe.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是圣经上对这个女人的描述。
But so this is the description of the scripture concerning her situation.
我们再来简单的复习一下。
And I want to briefly review these points again.
这个病的特点。
And the characteristics of this illness.
从外面看不出来。
You cannot really notice it from the outside.
但是却是一个持续的问题。
But it's a perpetual problem.
一直在这里漏掉她的血。
She keeps losing her blood.
然后这个病带给她的痛苦。
And the pain that this sickness brought her.
第一个是长期的痛苦。
Number one is for a long. It's been a long time.
第二件事情是一个非常困难解决的一个。
And secondly, it's a problem that is very, very hard to solve.
第三个是越来越严重的痛苦。
Thirdly, it's a pain that is getting worse and worse.
弟兄姊妹，如果能够 至少有一点 improvement， 有一点 改善的话，都还有盼望。
If there's an ounce of improvement, you would think that she would still have an ounce of hope, right?
就算慢，我们还有盼望。
Even though the improvement is very, very small and very slow, but there's still hope.
那糟糕的是一点也不见好。
But the tragedy is not even a little bit.
但是一点也不见好，还不是最糟的。
The worst thing is not that she's not improving even a little bit.
更糟的是不但不见好。不但一点不见好，而且是越来越糟。
Not only is she not getting better, she's getting worse.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到她的处境。
Brothers, this is her circumstance.
好，我现在回来。
So now I'm coming back.
圣经上告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
保罗在罗马书十五章第四节说，所有写的圣经都是为了教训我们写的。
And Paul says that all scripture is written for reproof and correction.
圣经上绝对不会只是为了记载上一个故事而把它写下来。
Scriptures will never just tell us a particular story and that's the end of it.
所以我们第一件事情，我们把这件事情带到我们的刚才所说的我们属灵的生命来看一看。
So now I want to take the story and put it in this what I have spoke to everybody about concerning our spiritual well-being.
我觉得这个血肉的妇人太像我们今天的基督徒。
And I think this woman who has a flow of blood is very much like the Christians today.
原谅我用这样子的类比来稍微比较一下。
Forgive me for using this comparison.
我们外面不见得有大问题。
Outwardly, looking at us, we may not seem to like we have a big problem.
我们礼拜天穿西装带领带来聚会。
Every Sunday, I come in a suit, I put on a nice tie.
我们唱诗，我们拍手，我们一样带聚会。
I can sing, I can clap my hands, and I can lead worship.
我们外面可能看不出有严重的问题。
On the outward,may not seem like we have a problem.
但是就在我们属灵的生命来说
But concerning our spiritual life,
我们却知道我们患了肉症
We know we have this flow of blood.
肉症就是让我们的生命长期的软弱
That for a long time, we are continuously weak.
我们长期的被自己一些不敢告诉别人或是别人不容易察觉的弱点问题一直困扰着
And we are bound and we are trapped.By these secret sins or things that bothers us that no one else knows about.
我们常常被他受苦，然后我们想脱离不了。
We are suffering from it. I want to run away from it, but I cannot get away.
而且我们发现它不仅仅没变好，越来越严重。
And we discover not only am I getting better, but I am getting the situation getting worse and worse.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们怎么听这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how are you receiving all this.
在利未记。
In the book of Leviticus,
我没有时间去看利未记十七章第十一节告诉我们。
Chapter 17, verse 11 tells us.
他说，活物的生命是在他的血中。
It says the life of the flesh is in the blood.
请大家再听一次啊。
Listen to these words.
活物，一个活的，我们在座都是活物哈。
The life of the flesh, all of us who are in this category, we're all living alive.
他的生命在他的血里面。
The life is in the blood.
血流光了，生命就不在了。
When the blood is gone, life is gone.
他底下讲到血里面有生命。
And then it says that life is in the blood.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们属灵的生命。
But so when we talk about our spiritual well-being,
当我们在这里一直漏、一直漏、一直漏的时候。
And when we are leaking and leaking and leaking,
说到我们的生命一直在这里消耗、消耗、漏掉了。
And our life is leaking and leaking away.
不是神不祝福我们。
It's not that God doesn't bless us.
而是再多的祝福，只要有破口，它早晚漏光的。
But no matter how great the blessings, as long as there's a leak, there's a hole, eventually everything will be gone.
神常常对我们说话，神常常祝福我们。
God often speaks to us. God often blesses us.
但是我们留不住的原因，是因为常常是我们的生命里面有漏症、有破口。
But we cannot retain these things because there's a hole in our lives.
啊，我想我们生命里面的破口到底有什么
？And what would these holes be?
大家觉得呢
？What do you guys think?
啊，我记得年长的弟兄在一本书里面写到。闲话漏掉生命，大家读过这篇是不是
？Elderly brother has wrote a book and remind us that in gossiping and saying words that doesn't need to be said, we lose life.
千万不要以为 gossip 只是聊聊天而已，随便讲讲别人。
Don't think that gossiping, which is having a conversation, we're talking about somebody else.
当我们所谈话的内容不是造就性的，是消极的，是批评的，是论断的，是埋怨的，是消极的，我跟你讲，再多的祝福马上漏掉。
But if you discover as long as your conversation is not edifying, and is criticizing, is complaining, is talking behind other people's back, You'll discover your blessings would be drained from you very quickly.
我们发个脾气，弟兄姊妹祝福一下漏掉了。
We get angry, all of a sudden the blessings are gone.
我们心里面跟一个人的关系老是过不去，老是埋怨他，老是批评论断他。我跟你说，我们的生命就是漏掉。
But you got a problem with someone, you're always complaining about that individual, you're always having issue with that individual, you discover very soon your life is gone.
我们有一个嗜好，有一个习惯，有一个东西捆绑我们，不管是网络，不管是小说，不管是电视，不管是任何的东西 ，video game。
But we have a habit, we have something that we are bound by, we can't be set free from, whether it be TV, internet, video games, or, want, or reading the novels.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不能去做正常的或是合适的。
Brothers, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong to do what is normal.
而当我们在主的面前超过了主许可我们做的时候，弟兄姊妹，你自己知道，他一定漏掉生命。
We go beyond the limit and the boundaries of what is normal in these activities. We know that we're going to lose life.
男女之间的关系，只要跨过了神定的界限，你一定漏掉生命。
The relationship between couples, between men and women, as long as you cross that boundary that God has set, you're going to lose your life.
哦，我们在任何的人事物上，弟兄姊妹，我们都要小心。这个什么东西会漏掉我们的生命
In all things, in relationship with all people, be careful because we can lose our lives.
我们需要很认真地去求主显明我们生命里面的漏洞
We need to be very serious and ask God, God, reveal to me where are the holes in my life.
我再说哈，就是因为这个病外面不是这么明显
I say again, because outwardly, this illness is not very obvious, it's not seen.
但是就是因为它不是这么明显，所以它就显得非常的严重，非常的关键。
Because it is not obvious, it's not apparent, but they are more critical and more serious.
因为它会持续的给我们带来伤害。
Because perpetually it may bring you harm.
它带来的伤害，它的严重性一点不小于外面明显的病。
And the seriousness of the spiritual illness do not lesser than the physical illness that we have.
你看见孩子脸上长瘤，你一定很着急，马上带他看病。
You see a tumor begin to grow on your child, you immediately would rush into the hospital and go see a doctor.
但可能我们自己血压高，我们里面觉得没什么，我们不去看医生，我们不吃药。
And maybe okay, when I measure myself, I have high blood pressure, I say, oh, it's no big deal. I don't need medication. I don't need to see the doctor.
前两天我们全家人。团圆的时候，我有一个嫂嫂，其实她血压都常常高到100多，好像下血压都到100多，她就是不肯量，不肯去吃药，结果被我们发现，我们叫她一定要去看医生。
I have a sister-in-law, she's often have high blood pressure, and she just refused to go take medication or go even see the doctor. And we're telling her, you got to do this.
她外面一样殷勤的做事，早上6点钟不到就起来做饭，弄这个出去上班，然后下班做饭。弄家完全看起来像正常人。
And outwardly, she's just like a normal person. She wakes up early in the morning, takes care of the family, cooks, go out to work, comes home, makes dinner.
可是她的血压却高到已经是医生都认为是非常危险的一个程度。
But her high blood pressure is coming to the point where the doctors are saying, "Hey, it's getting very critical now."
弟兄姊妹啊，我们不要被外面欺骗。
Brothers, do not be deceived by what you see on the outside.
当人夸奖我们，人说我们好的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们自己到底是不是真正的好。
When others says, "Oh, you're doing really well, you're wonderful," you need to ask yourself, "Am I really well?"
当我还能够维持目前的生活的时候，弟兄姊妹，到底能维持多久
？When I can sustain my current condition.How long can you sustain?
如果在我的生命里面真的是有这么多的破口的话，弟兄姊妹，所有的祝福和力量早晚漏光的。
There are so many holes in my life. Sooner or later, all of these blessings would be gone.
早晚会有很多的处境、很多的难处、很多的试探、诱惑面前，我们撑不住，我们倒下来。
Sooner or later, circumstances, temptations are going to come along your way, and you're going to fall right before it.
我自己出问题，我的配偶出问题，我的孩子出问题，我的弟兄姊妹会出问题。弟兄姊妹，因为我们生命里面出了问题。
I would have problems. My spouse would have problems. My children have problems. Brothers and sisters around me have problems because there are problems in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我再说哈。
And brothers, I say to you again.
不是神没有祝福。
It's not that God did not bless us.
而是因为我们生命有破口。
It's because there's a hole in our lives.
我再说，破口不用多。
And I say again, doesn't have to have. We don't have to have much.
只要有。
As long as they exist.
再多的祝福，早晚漏光。
No matter how much the blessing you receive, they will all be gone.
不信的话，你到游泳池里面去，在底下凿它两个小洞试试看。
If you don't believe me, go find a swimming pool and.Make two small holes at the bottom of the pool.
我告诉你，它每一天水就 drop 1/3，大概5000加仑的水。
Every day, about 5,000 gallons of water would disappear on you.
所以我们礼拜天听到的道，为什么到了下个礼拜我们祷告不出来，我们 feedback 不出来，我们带不进生活里面？
Why is it that when we hear the message on Sundays, when we enter in the next week, we can't pray about it, we can't share about it, we can't bring it into our lives?
因为我们里面太多的破口。
Because within us there are so many holes.
回家夫妻吵个架。
And we go home, husband and wife argue.
跟孩子的冲突。
And we have conflict with our kids.
我们里面贪恋的罪恶。
And we lust after the sins of our lives. We're disobedient towards God. There's so many things in our lives that can cause the blessings to disappear. So we need to go and ask the Lord to help us fix those holes. To live a life that is without holes. And I say again, outwardly look at it, so I'm not that bad.
So we neglect it.
And we neglect it.
我们没有把该得的重视来处理它。
We did not put the importance that we ought to put on this matter.
所以这个问题是长期的问题。
So this problem becomes a very long problem.
这个问题是不容易解决的问题。
It's a problem that becomes a problem that's very hard to deal with.
这个问题甚至成为越来越严重的。
And then it becomes more and more severe.
然后我们来看这个女人。
And then let's look at this woman again.
她到底怎么得医治？
How was she healed?
我们知道在她得医治以前
And we know before she was healed,
有一件事情非常清楚的
There was something that was very clear.
就是她知道她有问题
She knew she had a problem.
她不仅仅知道她有问题
Not only did she know that she had a problem,
她能够 identify the problem, 她知道她的问题在哪里
She was able to identify what's causing her problem.
她知道她的漏在哪里
She knows where the leak is coming from.
她知道她所有的软弱和痛苦从哪里来的
She knows where all of her suffering, all of her weakness is coming from.
当我们今天没有这样子的认识的时候
When we do not have that understanding today,
我们认为我活得不快乐是我的运气不好。
And we have a conclusion said I'm not happy because I'm just not a very lucky person.
我们认为我遇人不熟，嫁错人。
And I married the wrong person.
我认为说我倒霉，怎么生的孩子跟别人不一样。
And woe unto me, my kid is different from every other kid.
我们觉得我们这个神没有祝福，我们是神的错，没有让我赚大钱，别人都赚。
I said God who blessed me is because it's God's fault. I didn't make big money because He won't bless me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个女人太知道她痛苦的原因在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, this woman knows exactly what's causing her pain.
我想停一下。
I want to pause a little bit.
我们知道自己的问题吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know your personal problems?
你能够知道你真正不愉快的原因是什么？
Do you know the source of your unhappiness?
难道真的是你的另外一半跟你的孩子或你的父母吗
Is it really because of your spouse or your kids or your parents?
难道真的是因为你所在的教会吗
Is it really because of the church that you are in right now?
还是虽然他们也有他们的责任，但是我也有我的问题。
Of course, they have their responsibilities, they have their influences, but I have my own responsibilities.
在我们有健康的生命和力量去解决外面的问题以前，我们能不能先很谦卑、认真地面对我们？
Before we have the strength and the health to resolve the problems of others, can we humble ourselves and deal with the problems that we personally have?
我们能不能求神先把我自己生命里面的破口先补起来
Can we ask God, God help me seal these holes in my personal life?
让我的祝福不要再随便漏掉
That the blessings that I receive will not be lost.
让神的给我的生命，神给我的祝福不被我随便漏掉
That the blessings and the life that God has given me do not, is not lost very casually.
让神这么真实的同在，不因为我的破口而随便失去
But the reality of His presence is so real that I don't easily lose that.
We need to identify our problem. 我们需要找出自己的问题
We need to identify what our problems are.
弟兄姊妹，先不要一下说 那我有一百个，也不要那么谦卑。
And again, don't humble yourself so much to say I got hundreds of them.
我们先从最严重的开始。
Start with the most severe one.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的立的心是在主面前祷告，求主至少显明三个，我这个礼拜或是我。最近我开始面对他。
If you determine within your will and your heart and say, Lord, help me, let me identify three this week.
如果你是一个很喜欢讲 negative 的话，你就学习出主封住我的嘴。
And if you're always complaining, you're saying something negative all the time, then you ask the Lord, Lord, seal my lips.
我们不小心讲的时候，立刻求主提醒，求主遮盖，求主赦免，求主封住他。
And unknowingly, we discover that we are saying something negative, and we immediately ask the Lord, Lord, stop what I'm talking about.
不光讲的，思想的。
Even our thoughts,
仇敌来的诱惑的
the temptation that enemy would come to.
我知道今天在座很多的孩子们，我们被很多的网络捆绑的一塌糊涂。
I know many, many young people. We are bound and trapped by the internet today.
If we don't fight, 我们这一辈子完蛋。
If you do not fight now, you are doomed for the rest of your life.
你要想到你一辈子，你活八十岁，你四十年花在电脑上，值得吗
？For 80 years, for 40 years of your life, you are spending in front of that screen.
没有价值的东西。
Is it worth it?
我们需要 fight.
You need to fight.
你不勇敢起来面对你的问题的话，仇敌就是用这个把我们捆绑的。
If you do not rise up and deal with your problems, the enemy will bound you with those problems.
不管酒，不管任何的东西，我们要求神帮助我们。
Whether it be wine or anything else intoxicating, ask the Lord to help us.
不要光只是承认自己软弱。
Don't just simply acknowledge, "Oh, I am weak."
不要只是承认自己有问题。
Don't simply acknowledge, "Yes, I got problems."
找出这个问题来。
Identify the problem.
勇敢地面对它。
Courageously face it.
然后我们看见这个妇人，她不仅仅知道她自己的问题是什么。
This woman not only she knows what her problem is.
她有一个强烈要得医治的心愿。
She has a strong desire to be healed.
弟兄姊妹 ，strong desire to be healed.
She has such a strong desire to be healed.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面没有这个东西的话
，If we do not have it in us,
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
还有苦头要吃。
You have more pain to go through.
如果我们里面的 desire 不够强的话
，Your desire is not strong enough.
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
因为我们的苦头吃的还不够。
You have not suffered enough.
直到有一天我们真是受不了了。
Until one day you're coming to the point I can't endure this anymore.
我们一定会来到主的面前说主啊，求你医治。
You're going to come to the Lord and ask of the Lord, beg of the Lord, Lord, heal me.
I need help.
I need help.
我到世界各地去，有多少年轻人来跟我讲被网络色情捆绑
？I've gone all over the world. So many young people has come to me and says I am bound by pornography over the internet.
去年我不久在英国以前去的，也有一个人来找我，他有婚外情。
And not even too long ago, I was in England serving over there. A gentleman came and talked to me, and he has an affair outside of marriage.
他跟我讲十句话，有八句话说，他说我知道我不可能得胜。
And the ten sentences that he had with me.Eight of them says that I know that I cannot overcome.
我到最后很生气的跟他讲，我说你不要再跟我讲你不能得胜，你先告诉我你要不要得胜。
And I said, don't. I got very angry with him. I said, stop telling me that you think you can't overcome. Do you want to overcome?
我说你如果没有 strong desire 要被神救出来，我说神没有办法救你。
And I said, if you not have a strong desire to be delivered, God cannot deliver you.
他还是跟我说，我愿意，但是我知道我不能。我说你不要再讲这个话。
And he says, I'm willing, but I know I can't. I said, stop saying these words.
你告诉我你要不要出来
？Tell me, do you want to get out of it?
他不讲话。
And then he stopped talking.
我很少对人这么凶的。我说对不起，我没办法帮助你。耶稣都没办法。
Seldomly was I very angry with individuals, and that day I was angry with him. I said, Jesus cannot help you.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己不想出来。
Brother, if you do not want to get out of your problem,
没有人可以帮助你。
No one can help you.
耶稣都不能帮助你。
Even Jesus cannot help you.
主耶稣自己说，康健的人用不着医生。
So Jesus said, those who are healthy and no need of a physician.
不要光只是说自己有病。
Don't keep saying I'm sick.
要厌恶自己的软弱。
You need to hate being sick.
你要有一个 strong desire, 我要得到医治。
You need to have a strong desire that I want to be healed.
这个女人十二年。
This woman for 12 years.
她从来不 give up.
She has never given up.
她可以把她所有养生的钱都花掉。
She can spend all the money that she had.
她可以一个医生又一个医生的去找。
She will go after one doctor and the next.
她可以受尽了所有的苦，她还是去。
She will suffer all the pain, but she'll keep going.
因为她要得医治。
Because she wants to be healed.
Strong desire, want to be healed.
She had a strong desire to be healed.
弟兄姊妹在不在我们里面
？Brother, sister, is it in you?
你先不要说我网络到底能不能胜过，先不要讲能不能，先讲要不要。
Don't keep thinking about can I, can I? Do you want to?
你先不要讲你不能容忍你的另外一半，你先讲你要不要爱他。
Keep stop saying I don't have the ability to endure with my spouse. Do you want to love her?
你先不要告诉我你能不能准时到教会，你先说你要不要准时到教会。
Don't tell me whether you're able to come to church early on time.Tell me, do you want to come on time?
不要告诉我说你没有办法建立灵修的生活。你先告诉我说你要不要。
Don't tell me I can't establish a spiritual discipline and a disciplined life. Tell me whether you want it or not.
做父母的也不要觉得我管不了我的孩子啊。
My brothers and sisters, do not fall into the state, mom and dads, that I can't discipline my kids.
我们到底有没有一个 desire 要把孩子真带到神面前
？Do you have a desire to bring your children before God?
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是没有人可以替代我们。
Brothers and sisters, no one can replace you.
当我们真愿意的时候
，When you're really willing,
能力是从神来。
The power comes from God.
祝福是从神来。
Blessings come from God.
帮助是从神来。
Help comes from God.
所有应许的实现是从神来。
All the reality of His promises comes from God.
先问我们的 desire.
It all depends on our desire.
你不要以为主拒绝我们一次，拒绝我们两次是故意拒绝我们。
Don't think that God delays and God ignores or God rejects your request because it is on purpose.
多少时候神是在试验我们到底要不要？
A lot of time it is of trial and testing to see how seriously do you want it.
所以有个匈牙利的老牧师，他年轻的时候动不动就发脾气。匈牙利啊，好。
There was a brother who was from Hungary. He has a very bad temper. He gets angry very easily.
他有时候火大的时候都可以打人的。
And sometimes when he gets so angry, he will literally strike someone.
因为他控制不了他的脾气。
He cannot control his temper.
这个我想我们在座很多人可能也有这样子的问题。
And maybe some of us have that same problem.
他有一天他实在受不了。
One day he could not stand it anymore.
这么刚强、这么壮的一个人，跪在神的面前，跟神痛哭，跟神呼喊，他说：“神，你如果不帮助我的话，我宁可死，求你提我去见人。”
And this elderly gentleman, he was very big, very stocky. He fell on his knees and he said, "God, if you will not help me, I'd rather die. Take me now."
那天披露一个神折回这个神折服了这个人。
And at that particular day, the Lord broke him.
他整个人转向神。
The Lord completely. Every single person that knew him will testify. Starting from his own family member. Our brother, all of a sudden, he's like a new
man.
The source of the bleeding was put to an end. Today, your problem may not go away immediately, but the stronger our desire, and the more diligent and the more serious and the more fervor we are towards God, and then you discover the problem that I thought that was so big, it's really not that severe. By Him who strengthens me, I can do all things. That in all things, by Him who loves me, I can conquer in all things. We discover that His grace is more than sufficient for me, that in my weakness, His strength is made perfect. And we discover that there is a treasure in these earthen vessels, that the power and the might is of God and not of ourselves.
然后我们可以起来见证说，神照着那运行在我们里面的大力，他充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想。
And we can rise up and testify that according to the power and the might that works in me, that can sufficiently change and transform me.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚一连串 quote 了五节的经文。
I quoted these five scriptures.
没有一节经文出问题。
Not a single one failed.
我们要起来。要起来经历，要起来让它实现在我们身上。
We need to rise up and want it. We need to experience it. We're going to ask God make it a reality in my life.
强烈的信念。
Have a strong desire.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
他带着痊愈的盼望来见耶稣。
She came with the hope of being healed as she came to Jesus.
他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说。我只要摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
She heard about this man Jesus. She came and she came to him and snuck up behind him and she believes that as long as I touch him, I will be healed.
请大家注意，他不是随便来试一试的。
She wasn't coming, just trying it out.
她不是凑凑热闹跑来看一看的。
She didn't just come to the crowd and see what's going on.
圣经上特别记载，倒回去的记载，说她来的时候里面就有一个意念。
And the scripture went back and said that before she came, she had a thought.
他不仅仅盼望耶稣医治他
，She not only hoped that Jesus would heal her，
而且她相信，当我碰他的时候，我要得到痊愈。
But she believed that when I touch him, I will be healed。
她带着她痊愈的盼望来见耶稣。
She came with the hope that she would be healed。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
盼望是人活着的动力。
Hope is the power that motivates that moves us。
而且这个动力跟盼望的大小成正比的。
And this is directly proportional. This movement, this power, directly proportional to the size of our hope.
人会自杀，因为失去了活着盼望。
Men commit suicide because they lost all hope.
所以人有盼望，他就活得有劲。
So when man has hope, he can live with strength. He can live with joy.
我们对我们的主永远要有盼望。
We need to forever have hope in our Lord Jesus.
我们每一次照着神的旨意做什么，我们带着盼望。
And every time we do something according to the will of God, do it with hope.
贝教师说，我们每一次聚会的时候
，Our sister Barker shared with us every time we meet,
都不应该像姊妹们上美容院一样。
Just like sisters who go to a beauty parlor,
你要带着盼望去嘛。
You need to go with hope.
你知道你进去跟出来是不一样的。
You need to go with expectation. expectation that when I go in there and I come out, I will look different.
有没有哪一个姊妹说我进美容院跟出来是一模一样的？心静如水。
That would say that I go into the beauty parlor and I come out, I look just ordinary, just the same.
所以她说我们要常常到什么 Jesus Salon 来。
So she says we need to often come to Jesus Salon.
每一个进来以后回去都改头换面。
Everyone comes and everyone goes looking different.
要带着盼望。
We need to come with hope.
但是也许有人会问我一个问题。
So some of you may ask me this question.
盼望大，失望也大。
So greater the hope, greater the disappointment.
所以我为了不要失望，所以我不要盼望。
Because I don't want to be disappointed, so I will not hope.
那个问题我留到下礼拜来回答。
I'll answer this question next week.
但是我现在先提一个最基本的东西。
But today I want to talk about something very fundamental.
很多的盼望根本不是出于神。
A lot of time our hope is not even of God.
真实的盼望是建立在信心上。
True hope is always built upon faith.
而不是信心是由盼望产生的。大家不要搞混。
Hope. Faith does not come from hope.
Hope 是从建立在信心上。
Hope is established upon faith.
如果你只是随便有个 hope, 然后开始用信心不见得 work.
And you say, okay, I hope for something, and then you say, I believe it, I believe it. It may not work.
这是灵恩派所谓的 visualization 一个最可怕的错误。
And this is a misleading nowadays and a lot of
mistake
that we have visualization.
他叫你想说你的先生，你未来的那一半是什么样子。
And they would lead you and to go and imagine who you're going to marry.
身高多少，高矮胖瘦，黑头发白头发，什么职业，做什么，长怎么样。家里面几个兄弟，那通通都可以想的。
How tall, how heavy, how dark, how light, what kind of job, what does he look like, and how many siblings? Go and imagine it.
然后 visualize 他。
And then go and visualize it.
开始用信心祷告。
And pray with faith.
让神给你。
Then God will give it to you.
这个当然会有可能碰到例子的。
Certainly an example, something like this could happen.
但是你不能够把这个当成属灵的原则。
But this can never be a spiritual principle.
所以为什么很多人被骗，很多人灰心就是这样。
That's why a lot of people are deceived, a lot of people are despaired.
我这次在英国有一个英国的大学生跑来拿了一张纸给我看。
And when I was in England just not so long ago,there's a college student that came and brought a piece of paper to me.
他说：“牧师啊，请你为我将来另外一半祷告。”
And the person says, Pastor, you would you please pray for my spouse in the future?
他写了起码五十点。
And she wrote, this person wrote down 50 clear points.
大概四五十点，整张纸分三大类，一定要有的，希望有的，绝对不可以有的。
And the list, all these points says things that he must have, things I would like to have, things that he absolutely cannot be.
我说哇，你有这么多条件了。
I said, wow, so many requirements.
他说因为我希望嫁给一个白马王子啊。
I want to marry a prince.
然后因为他跟我谈话，我知道他是在非常灵恩的教会里面的背景，所以我那次纠正了他一些错误。
And I know that she's in the background that is very spiritual oriented, so I gave her some corrections that day.
盼望是建立在我们信心的对象、信心的根基上。
Hope is always built upon the object of our faith and the foundation of our faith.
如果你今天准备花很贵的钱去做一次头发，你不会随便跑一家去。
And if you want to spend an exorbitant amount of money to go do your hair, you're not going to casually walk in any place, right?
可能如果你曾经有过经验，或是别人告诉你这个人做得非常好，你可能花这个时间。
And maybe you had an previous experience, or by word of mouth, someone says, "Man, this hairstylist, she is really good."
医生也是这样，钢琴老师也是这样啊。
Doctors, piano teachers, we all look the same way.
任何都是这样。
Anything.
你对他有信心。
You have faith.
你就产生一个盼望。
You have hope.
我希望他也能够帮我做的像某某人一样。
I hope that I can look like so and so after she's done with me.
我希望他能够把我的孩子教成像巴哈、像贝多芬一样。
I want this individual to train up my kids so that my kid would be like Bach and Beethoven.
弟兄姊妹，信心。是建立在神的话和神的所事上。
Faith is always established upon the word of God and who God is.
所以当我们灵修，当我们祷告，当我们来聚会的时候，我们带着盼望。
So when we have devotions, when we have prayers, and when we come to meetings, we come with hope.
当我们为自己的软弱来主面前祷告的时候。
And when we come to the Lord and pray concerning our own weaknesses,
不要只是叹息。
Don't just sigh.
不要只是每次懊悔。
Don't just always have feel sorry and have no regrets.
不要每一次都用不信的恶心说不可能不可能主啊我不可能信过。
Don't ever have these, don't always come with these spirit of unbelieving and say that I can't overcome, I can't overcome.
我的盼望是建立在我所信的那一位。
But my hope is built upon him whom I believe.
我的盼望是建立在他给我的应许上。
And my hope is built upon the promises that he's given.
他的生命要来取代我，不再是我，是他。
His life is going to replace my life. He says, no longer I, but him.
他是我亲爱的救主，他要把我从一切的罪恶软弱里面救出来。
He is my dear Savior who's going to deliver me out of all of my sins.
他是全能的神，在人不能，在他凡事。
He is the Almighty God that with man it is impossible, but with him,Nothing's impossible.
我们本来就是软弱，但是他的能力却要在我的软弱上显得完全。
We by nature are weak, but His power is going to be made perfect in our weakness.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
她带着非常单纯的信心来触摸耶稣。
She came with a very simple faith as she touched Jesus.
哦，她带着一个得医治的盼望。
She came with a hope of being healed.
她来接触耶稣。
She came and touched Jesus.
她用信心握耶稣。
And by faith, she reached out.
我希望我们天天读经，天天祷告，都是一个信心的触摸。
And I pray that every day, as we come to the Word, Scripture reading, and in prayer, it is an act of faith of touching Jesus.
我们不光只是要维持一个像但以理素常的生活，一个稳定的灵修生活。
We're not simply sustaining a normal or a regular pattern, just like Daniel every day.
但是请你注意到。但以理得力跟得胜的秘诀还不在于他有一个稳定的灵修生活。
Daniel's victory doesn't simply hinge upon the fact that he's doing what he's doing every day.
圣经上告诉我们那个得力的秘诀就是他在他神面前屈膝祷告感谢像素常一样。
The scripture tells us that he has his strength because he comes before the presence of his God.On his knees, praying, giving thanksgiving to the Lord.
注意到那个关键叫做在他神面前。
And the key is before his God.
我们所有的祷告、所有的求告、所有的读经、所有的聚会，如果不是在神的面前，弟兄姊妹啊，他常常失去了他该有的祝福。
All of our Bible readings, our prayers, our meetings, anything that we do in the Lord, if it's not in the presence of our Lord, then we will miss out on the blessing.
如果你每天读一张圣经，只是因为爸爸妈妈或是 counselor 要你这样做的话，就很辛苦。
If you're reading a chapter a day simply because mom and dad says you got to do it, or your counselor saying you got to do it.
哇，怎么今天正好读到诗篇第一百多少？119篇。哎呀，这168节，要命！176节，要命！
I'm coming to Psalm 119. It's such a big chapter. I can't do this.
一翻到117篇，高兴的不得了，只有两节。
You come to Psalm 117. Oh man, this is great. There's only two verses.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们只是养成一个习惯，但是没有在神面前。
It only talks of this reveals to us the fact that we only develop a habit, but we're not really doing it before God.
来，我们求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
Have a strong desire, I want to be healed.
A strong desire to be healed.
啊，带着荣耀的盼望来求告他。
A glorious hope to call on Him.
我们在最单纯的信心里面来触摸。
And the simplicity of faith, come and touch.
我们一起再来唱刚刚的564首。
Let's sing 564 again.
我们只唱第一节就好了。
We're only going to sing verse 1.
唱一遍中文，然后唱一遍英文。
Sing it in Chinese, and then we'll sing it in English.
人生中担忧。 唱两遍副歌，你要中文英文都可以。
Sing it twice in whatever language.
好，我们实在求主，让我们用最简单的信心来触摸他。
And ask the Lord to help us to come and touch him with the simplest of faith.
让我们不仅仅在主的面前求主光照显明我们的漏口。
Not only does the Lord reveal to us what are these holes in our lives.
让我们真正能够 identify 我们生命里面的问题。
We can clearly identify what these problems are.
然后我们带着信心来求告他。
And by faith we call to him.
我们带着 strong desire， 我们要求主一定要来医治我们。
With a strong desire, we say, Lord, you gotta heal me.
当我们唱的时候，我们就把我们的手向他举起来。
We sing it, we raise our lips, lift up our hands to him.
真的来 触摸他。
Come and touch him.
让耶稣来触摸我们。
He may come and touch us.
主耶稣说：“妇人，因着女儿，因着你的信，救了你。”
Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well."
英文翻译太好了。Thy faith has made thee whole.
Thy faith has made you whole.
你的信心让你再重新得到完整。
And your faith has made you whole.
不再是破碎的，不再是破口的。
You're no longer broken. You're no longer with full of holes.
今天主耶稣要把我们所有的破口补起来。
That the Lord want to seal all those holes.
让我们向他呼求，我们向他伸手。
We raise our hands to him.
我们再来唱两遍副歌。
We'll sing the chorus two more times.
主耶稣，我们每一个人在这个时候来触摸耶稣。
Everybody come and touch Jesus now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
让我们都来 cry out for His help. 让我们都来呼唤求耶稣来医治我们。就在这个时刻，止住我们的血漏，止住我们生命的破口。
Stop all these bleedings and all these holes in our lives, Lord.
主耶稣啊，你帮助我们找出我们的问题来。
Jesus, help us to know what these problems are.
让我们带着强烈的心愿，我们来求告你。
With a strong desire, we come and call out to you.
不让我们今天回去，我们仍然在那里漏掉生命。
We will not go home and continue the drain of our lives.
不让我们千疮百孔的回去过生活。
We do not go empty-handed and live our days just the same.
主啊，今天就在这个时候，你来 touch 我们。
Will Jesus, at this very moment, come and touch us.
Touch me and make me whole.
Touch me and make me whole.
帮助我们再成为完整的。
Help us to be whole again.
让我们成为生命是完整的，我们的生活没有破口。
But our lives are whole and there are no leaks in our lives.
主耶稣啊，不管外面我们装得多好，别人看不出我们的大问题。
And Lord, it doesn't matter how good we look on the outside, people can't identify those problems.
但是我们常常里面知道自己是软弱的。
But Lord, we know that we are weak inside.
我们常常不满足。
But Lord, we're not satisfied.
我们常常有各样的痛苦、疲倦。环绕着我们。
We have all sorts of illness and all everything that causes fatigue that surrounds us.
我们常常没有力量答应你的要求来顺服。
We're not the strength to beckon your call and to obey you.
我们常常没有力量胜过我们环境的试探。
We have not the strength to overcome the temptations in our environment.
连我自己旧造的软弱都胜不过。
And even the old creation, the weaknesses of the old creation, I can overcome.
今天早上用你的话来光照我们。
Lord, come and shed your light.
来显明我们。
Through your words, and
heal us. 来医治我们。
Come and heal us.
Hallelujah.
我们请两三位弟兄姊妹带领我们有简短的祷告。 Lord Jesus, we need you so badly, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come before you, oh Lord, with the simplicity of heart.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you are more than willing to heal us, oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh Jesus, you are so willing, oh Lord. Oh Jesus, how we pray that this morning power would go out of you.
Amen.
Power would go out of you and into our lives because our faith has touched you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, young and old, oh Lord, no matter where we are,
Amen.
Whatever the situation, we touch you, Jesus.
Amen.
We touch you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Lord. We need you.
Lord,
we bring everyone into your hands, adults and children.
That
we can all acknowledge that we're not only sinners, but we are all sick.
不仅仅我们的罪需要你来赦免，我们的病也需要你来医治。And
not only do our sins need your forgiveness, our illnesses need your healing.
因着你的鞭伤，你要叫我们得到医治。
By your stripes, we are healed.
今天早晨，你让我们每一个人离开的时候，我们都觉得我们被医治了。
Although we pray that as everybody's leaving this place, that we can know that we are healed.
让我们离开之前，主啊，你让我们每一个人都在这里曾经用信心来触摸你。
That before we leave this place, that every single one of us has touched you by faith.
更帮助我们每天常常的能够在我们的神面前来触摸。
But that every single day, continually. Regularly, that we would come before our God and touch you.
除去仇敌在我们身上所有的伤害。
And remove whatever harm the enemy has planned in our way.
你说盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
但是神的儿子来不仅仅为我们除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
But the Son of God has come to undo the work of the evil one.
而且你要叫我们得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
But that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless everyone that is sitting here, Lord.
祝福所有听见这篇信息。
Bless everyone that's heard this message.
不让这些话随便过去。
That we do not just lose it casually.
我们一定要得到医治。
We want to be healed, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.